Emotional Intelligence Development. My name is Miriam Lucas. Episode number 6 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, apply EQ skills and behaviors in the workplace. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. A is also important for managing conflict in the workplace, which includes the ability to help others in stressful situations, identify disagreements, and find solutions that everyone can approve of. This can be especially helpful in the workplace, where relationships and business decisions often depend on interpersonal understanding, teamwork, and communication. While emotional ability may be natural to some people, there are things that anyone can do to improve their ability to understand and reason with emotions. Working with empathy and understanding is a fundamental part of teamwork. Being able to connect someone's behavior with underlying emotions will help you manage relationships and make others feel that they are listening to you. Knowing how you feel helps you understand how other people perceive your emotions. You can use self-awareness to understand how your colleagues, clients, or managers perceive you. Self-regulation involves understanding how your emotions affect others. Finding ways to relieve stress, stay calm, and spend time reflecting before reacting or making a decision in the workplace is to practice self-regulation. Employees who can self-regulate emotions can usually avoid impulsive decisions. They think objectively before taking action. When people show empathy and understand each other's emotions, employees can make decisions more easily and complete tasks more efficiently. In this regard, people with high emotional intelligence are better able to understand and meet customer needs, help others recognize and strengthen their strengths, and create a better work environment by leveraging diversity. Employees with high emotional intelligence can control their impulses, communicate effectively with others, manage change well, solve problems, and use humor to build relationships in stressful situations. These skills can help a person manage relationships effectively, and because work is about building and maintaining relationships, employees with the highest emotional intelligence are better equipped to create a productive work environment. Good social skills have a direct and tangible impact on almost all aspects of leadership and management. Social skills can be used in the workplace to advance your career and are an important tool for leaders. Emotional intelligence is widely recognized as an invaluable skill for improving workplace communication, management, problem-solving, and interpersonal relationships. This is a more natural skill for some people than others, especially people with neurodiverse backgrounds who may have difficulty recognizing social cues, but can be developed through a variety of exercises. This creates an environment where employees can train and develop their emotional intelligence skills, helping teams leverage skills across the organization. No matter which resource you choose, developing emotional intelligence in the workplace can help employees succeed in a collaborative environment, build more positive working relationships, and make better decisions that help achieve organizational goals. Hence, companies must practice emotional intelligence, like other technical and social skills, in which employees and managers can work together to improve their emotional intelligence. Training should help employees become more aware of their emotional triggers and how their emotions affect others. Employees also need to learn to self-regulate destructive emotions so that they can remain calm under pressure and deal with difficult situations. Good leaders and managers need to be able to handle pressure and refrain from emotional outbursts or strong negative reactions at work, as these actions can cloud the decision-making process of leaders, reduce team morale, and cause confusion in a bad situation. Emotionally intelligent leaders and managers know how to manage their emotions and behaviors at work, creating a safe environment for sharing ideas and feedback, productive teamwork and productivity, high morale, employee engagement, and job satisfaction. When leaders understand employee motivation, they get what they need to inspire and reward their work. Team leaders who see themselves as not just managers, but human developers, can help inspire and motivate employees to grow. In these situations, work with leaders to make sure they serve as role models. The training should also help employees improve their relationship management skills so that they can engage in positive
interactions with others. Showing empathy and composure if your employee gets angry can help motivate them to do their best and continue to succeed. An employee with good self-management skills will never let frustration or anger get in the way of their best performance. So, if you want employees with a positive attitude and a propensity to solve problems, become more self-aware and demonstrate these qualities to them yourself. Plus, you need to be careful to accommodate the emotions of others. Showing your employees that you respect them is the best way to gain respect for yourself. Understanding what your people need and how they feel about themselves and their work can help you determine the most effective way to communicate constructive criticism. You can improve it by thinking about your actions and how they affect others, and by encouraging your employees to do the same for colleagues. Self-regulation is the ability to control and regulate emotions to have a more positive impact. The ability to regulate and manage your emotions doesn't mean you isolate your emotions and hide your true feelings. This includes identifying appropriate ways and times to express your feelings, not just reactions. However, in addition to recognizing your emotions, key is aware of the impact of your actions, moods, and emotions on other people. To become aware of yourself, you must be able to control your emotions, recognize different emotional reactions, and then correctly identify each specific emotion. Self-awareness helps you recognize and understand your moods and emotions, and their effect on others. Being aware of your emotions and their effect on others is the starting point for good leadership. The next step is to manage these emotions and the reactions they trigger. Emotional release is less likely when a person processes their emotions and expresses them correctly and tactfully. The ability to handle emotions enables you to lead and help others. While understanding others is important in all aspects of life, a good understanding of emotions is critical to modern business. Being aware of your emotions is an important first step, but you also need to be able to manage your emotions. Self-regulation is a skill that helps a person manage their destructive emotions, deal with stress appropriately, become more adaptable and flexible, and open up to innovative thoughts and approaches. In other words, self-regulation is a person's ability to influence their thoughts and emotions in order to become more efficient and productive. In addition, emotional IQ is a person's level of competence to understand the effects of emotions, which then guide and shape behavior. A study published in the American Journal of Pharmaceutical Education found that a strong addiction to emotional intelligence increases the ability to make healthy decisions, build and maintain collaborative relationships, deal effectively with stress, and better cope with constant change. Researchers have hypothesized that emotional intelligence affects how employees interact with their colleagues, and EQ is thought to also play a role in how employees deal with stress and conflict. Research has shown that employees with higher EQ scores also tend to score higher in terms of interpersonal functioning, leadership skills, and stress management.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Miriam, and this was episode 6 of Emotional Intelligence Development. See ya next time.
Podbot.ai